Good morning and welcome to today's walk with God. Please, let us give thanks to the Almighty God. Tell God, say, oh Lord, my God, I thank you for your spirit and your power in my life. I thank you, oh Lord, my God, for your spirit and your power in my life. In Jesus Christ's name we give thanks. Amen. Let us pray to God now. Tell God, say, my Heavenly Father, please defend your interest in my life. Do not let me be put to shame. In the name of Jesus Christ. My Heavenly Father, please show me mercy. Defend your interest in my life and never let me be put to shame. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. John chapter 1, verse 12. John chapter 1, verse 12. I'll read from the Amplified Version, the classic Amplified Version, AMPC. I read, but to as many as did receive and welcome him, he gave the authority, power, privilege, right to become the children of God. That is, to those who believe in, adhere to, trust in, and rely on his name. Full stop. Praise God. Talking about what Jesus Christ gave and which he still gives to those who believe in him. Let us know it for our own good today, that every child of God is powerful. Every truly reborn person became a child of God by power. Please understand the statement that I just made. I did not say every preacher, every pastor, every bishop, every general overseer. No. I said, and I mean it, that every born-again Christian is powerful. The devil himself knows this. The forces of darkness, they know that children of God are powerful. The child of God himself may not even know that he carries the power of God in him or her. But the reality is that he or she is powerful. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. From the Passion Translation, TPT, I read, little children, you can be certain that you belong to God and have conquered them. For the one who is living in you is far greater than the one who is in the world. Full stop. Praise God. Greater is the one who is living in the child of God than the devil is in the world. Yes. Even a day-old child of God is powerful because he is indwelled by God. No sheep in God's fold is cheap. A child of God should not be scared by the presence of witches, wizards, sorcerers in the environment where he lives. He should not be afraid to take up accommodation there. Instead, it is the agents of darkness themselves who will relocate from the neighborhood, because the child of God is there. James chapter 4, verse 7. James chapter 4, verse 7. From the easy to read version. I read, so, give yourselves to God. Stand against the devil, and he will run away from you. Full stop. Oh my God, I like this scripture. Stand, resist the devil, and he will run. You don't have to yell at the devil. Just stand firm and say, I resist you, and he will run. As children of God, the Spirit of God is in us. The power of resurrection is in us. Christ is our backbone. Therefore, we can stand. We can withstand. We can stand against the devil, and he will run. Every genuine child of God can put the devil to flight we can put Satan on the run, and we should do it. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for your indwelling presence in us, for your spirit, for your power, the resurrection power. We thank you because no sheep in your fold is cheap. Lord God Almighty, may we know this today for our good. May we believe and act in faith. Thank you, gracious Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.